Well, hello there. Welcome to my first episode of the Walk of Life. This is an experiment based on the experience of Dave Robison and his North Pond monologues that he records almost every day, unless he sleeps in or it's, I can't remember his temperature threshold. I think if it's 10 degrees below zero, he will not go walking. And he started this about a year ago. And he did it because he was following the example of Nathan Lowell, who's an author and an audiobook narrator. And I'm sorry for my breathing, but I guess that's part of the exercise of exercising. I'm wired for sound. We'll see how this works out. Starting October 1st, I should let you know that this is Monday, October 4th, when I'm recording this. And I'm talking to you as I'm walking around, I think it's Heroes Park in Meridian, Idaho. It's the first time I've walked around this path. I've seen it. It's typically where I come and sit in the parking lot and find some shade. But as of October 1st, I had a goal of exercising every day, no matter whether it's walking or doing stairs or riding a bike, whatever it is. And again, I'm sorry for my breathing. Maybe I'll have to end up recording this after I'm done with my walk or before I go on my walk. Oh, 0.14 miles. I don't know from what point that starts, but I was just about to say, I'm coming up on some people, so I'm probably not going to talk to myself while the people are around walking their dogs here. Hey, Lucy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Great.
Enjoying the last
one. I know. It's kind of funny. Dave, on his podcast or pondcast, as he calls it, refers to the people that he sees throughout his walk as NPCs or non-player characters in like a D&D campaign. So it's hard for me not to think of them as the same thing. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to edit out my breathing. Oh well. I was hoping just to be able to record this and upload it. So as I started to say earlier, as of October, I did talk about that already. My goal is to exercise every day. Big, small, whatever. It's definitely going to be small to start, because I'm out of shape, extremely overweight. Hi there. Okay. So maybe I don't feel too bad because I just, maybe I need to put earbuds in my ear. And I just walked by somebody that was talking on their phone with their earbuds. Hi. Good. So I started out with a failure on the 1st of October. I didn't do any exercising. 0.28 miles at this point. Ooh, 0.28 miles. Yeehaw. My guess is this little walk around the park is about half a mile, maybe, is all. All right, the 1st is Friday, right? Yes. October 1st was Friday. So I didn't do anything extra. I didn't exercise. And I count exercise as physical activity on purpose. Not just doing my normal daily activity, whatever that may be. October 2nd was Saturday, and I am counting. It's cheating, but I did go to Home Depot with my wife, and we walked all over Home Depot, or the lumber section, looking for the right wood. She's redoing our bedroom with board and batten. Yeah. Definitely going to have to edit this or not record while I'm walking, because it's embarrassing to be huffing and puffing, and I'm sure you don't want to listen to that. We'll see if I can edit that out, or had to take a little stop break there. My back starts to hurt after I walk for a bit, so I need to stop. Which isn't good. Shouldn't have to stop. All I'm doing is walking. But when you're carrying so much weight, it's kind of inevitable. So I was reporting on my exercise. So I did a lot of extra stuff, carrying 12-foot boards throughout Home Depot and out to the car on Saturday. Sunday, I took my dog for a walk around the block, and that's good enough for me. I just went around our block, took the dog out. But my goal is, if I just consistently walk and get exercise and eat better and lose weight, it can only improve. I remember talking to a doctor one time, and he said, you can do all the exercise in the world, but 90% of losing weight is what you eat, not the amount of exercise that you do. And I don't know if that's an exact figure, but his point was, you can exercise yourself to death, but if you don't control what you eat, there's no reason to do all that exercise because it's not going to do you any good. So that's the other portion of this that I need to focus on. So I'm working on that too, slowly but surely. Yeah, I'm done talking. I'm going to focus on walking. I'll talk more when I'm done. Well, I'm going to stay wired. I just got into my car. I'm going to turn on the air conditioning, so... Hey! Again, I can edit any of this out. depending on how bad it sounds. Whew. Man, shouldn't be so out of breath. We're just walking 0.7 miles. It's a nice warm day today. What is the temperature today? Sorry about my breathing. I will calm down here in a minute and I'll talk more. Oh, it's 48 degrees. Feels a little bit warmer than that. But I like when it's cooler, even though it's a bright, sunny day. I don't think I see a cloud in the sky. It's all blue skies. Sun's up. There are many other people walking. I don't know if I'll run into the same people every day. Dave does. But hopefully, that'll be kind of fun. And we'll see how it goes, you know, as the temperatures get cooler. We'll see how much walking I do. But I have to exercise every day, so we'll see what that ends up being. I do have a recumbent bike in my house, and I can do that. But I prefer to get out and walk. There's something better about being outside, seeing the trees and all their colors and feeling the sun and feeling the breeze, encountering other human beings out there in the world. So before I quit, I think during the walk, I was talking about eating, and I am trying to change the way I eat, how much I eat. We'll see how that goes. I'll just kind of give you an update on things as they go. I was doing the two meals a day where you fast for 16 to 18 hours and then eat within a small window of 6 or 4 hours. Wait, 6 to 8 hours of the day, which can be two meals. You know, many people get down to one meal a day where they eat one big meal a day and that's it. And I think that, I don't know about the window anyway, the 18 hours of fasting every day, I think is a good thing because it forces your body to work on eating the fat that you have stored rather than having a constant supply of outside food. And if the food that I eat within that 6 hour window or 8 hour window is good food, then that's even better. Of course, if it's donuts or soda pop or something like that, that's not going to be as good for me. But we'll see how it goes. I'm just trying to be aware of what I'm eating and how much, and I'm not going all out on a diet or anything like that, but I am. The only thing that I'm completely cutting out of my life is pop. There's no reason for me to be drinking a Mountain Dew or a Dr. Pepper. As I discussed on my Patreon for the Journey Into recently, I don't like diet drinks. I don't like the way they taste, regardless of what sweetener they're using. If I'm going to drink a pop, I want the real thing. I want a Mountain Dew, or I want a Dr. Pepper, or I want a root beer, or maybe a Pepsi or something like that. Ginger ale. I do like ginger ale. I used to only drink ginger ale when I was on airplanes. That was my drink of choice on the airplane. And I used to be on the airplane quite a bit, but I haven't been on an airplane in like 3.5 years, which is awesome. Because that means I'm staying home and not traveling all over the place all the time. But before I stopped today's, and I don't know how long these are always going to be, I found out that it's a little too much for me to do like Dave Robinson and just record my entire walk and count that as good, because I'm breathing too heavy and I don't want to put everybody through that, and it's embarrassing. So we'll see. I'll find a good length for these and hopefully not do too much editing, but because I don't want to make this extra time. I'd rather just use my time for exercising and then get it uploaded quickly. I don't know where I'm going to put this. I think I might resurrect the old Strewn Along the Path website, blog site, and put these there and direct people to there. I thought about, I used to have another blog, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago, when I was trying to lose a lot of weight, and I was tracking everything that I ate. I took a picture and wrote down everything I ate throughout the day. And I don't want to do that again. That's kind of a pain. But I thought audio, I could talk about it. And not every day, but at least twice a week, I'm going to record something and give a report on how I'm doing. And that way, and I'll probably pick certain days so that people that want to tune in regularly can tune in. And but when I was trying to lose weight, when I was living in Oregon and working in Oregon, a buddy of mine, they were doing, a couple of guys from work would walk around during lunchtime. They would go on this walk around the neighborhood around where our offices were. And I started going on that with them, and it was good. And he titled it the Walk of Life, that it's for our health and for our benefit that we're out walking during lunch. And so I'm going to cop that and use that as the title of this series of me doing exercising. Because it is the walk of life. It is for my health and my life that I am trying to lose weight and be more healthy and be more active. And so, if you are wondering why I'm calling it the walk of life, that's why. I was talking as I was walking about what you eat is more important to losing weight than how much you exercise. And I think that's completely true. You know, I've lost weight before, and it's because I was eating better, and it's because I was eating less. But I also feel that for your body to be in shape and be able to function better and to keep your body healthy, it needs to be active. That doesn't mean I have to kill myself, try to be the big muscle builder, six-pack abs kind of guy. But being active is important to your body. And it might not mean you lose the weight, because your body does tend to compensate for, I don't know what I was going to say there. Your body does kind of work against you in some ways when you're trying to lose weight. But if you're consistent over time, you can change the way your body reacts and your metabolism of your body. And it's not going to happen instantly. You know, if I was trying to lose, I don't know, 100 pounds within 6 months or something like that, I mean, you can do it, but it's not healthy for you. You need to change your body. Not gradually, I guess gradually, but that sounds like, oh, you know, within a matter of 5 years. But if you, I guess what I'm trying to say is if you keep your body active, your body is healthy and it's going to respond better to you and it's going to serve you better if you're active. And of course, to lose weight, you need to change what you're eating, what you're putting into your body, and the amount of food that you're putting in your body. And my goal is to just increase my activity. You know, I walked around this park, which is 0.7 miles, and by the time I even got a third of the way around it, I started breathing heavy. So I can improve. As I continue to walk around this park or walk around my block or whatever, I can get to the point where I'm just walking. And I'm not breathing heavy, and it's not hard for me. My back doesn't hurt. I did have to stop along the way probably 3 or 4 times. And not for a long time, but just stop, stretch my back a little bit, and start walking again. And I want to get to the point where I don't have to stop. why do I stop, you know? Well, I know why I stopped, but I shouldn't have to. And when I did walk around my block with the dog the other day, I guess just yesterday is when I did that, I didn't stop. I told myself, I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to keep walking. It's not that far. It's probably not even a half mile that I walk when I walk around my block. And I didn't. I didn't. Of course, as soon as I got in the house, I sat down and rested. But I'll get better. That's my job. That's my job. That's right. That's my goal, is to just improve. Just do on a over time, you know. Maybe by the end of the year, I'll be walking more or walking faster or just improving in what I do. And I mean, at one point when we lived in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I was walking blocks. I was walking long ways for hour or longer, a couple hours out walking. And it didn't affect me. I didn't hurt. It just felt good to be out walking. I want to get to that point again where I can just walk and walk and I can listen to podcasts or I can record this or something. But anyway, this is way too much for this one. I don't want these to be much more than 20 minutes. And so we'll see how this comes out. And I thank you for listening. I'm sorry for the content of what I'm bringing you. I'm hopefully not just going to talk about me and my health. I'll talk about other things that are going on in my life as I'm going on this walk of life. So thanks for coming with me, and I'll be back later this week. All right, bye. I just record my breathing. Is that considered ASMR? Would somebody want to listen to me breathing heavy like a sweaty pig?